to Awakening Leadership Podcast, where we have conversations with leaders who are doing their part to make the world a better place today and for future generations. Awakening Leadership is about three vital areas of leadership development: self-awareness, social and cultural awareness, and ecological awareness. By awakening and developing in these areas, we enhance our leadership across the board, from vision, values, and strategy to team building and communication, and can stand out in our business and industry. I'm Yolana Shaw, founder of Awakening Leadership Coaching, Consulting, and Training, and the host of this amazing podcast. So today I am super excited to welcome Sarah Santa Croce to the podcast. Sarah has 12 years of running a successful LinkedIn consulting business, which inspired a yearning in her to create a global movement that encourages people to bring more empathy and kindness to business and marketing. So, kind of like a hippie turned business coach, Sarah hosts the Gentle Business Revolution podcast, and she works with heart-centered entrepreneurs to question their assumptions when it comes to marketing and give them permission to market their business their way in a gentle way. Sarah shares a fresh perspective, and she doesn't shy away when calling things out that no longer work for many of us when it comes to the current marketing model. And so I am really, really happy to have you here, Sarah, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks, Yolana. So glad we have this time together.
Yeah, awesome. So there's a question that I love to ask at the beginning, just to warm us into the space of awakening leadership. And that is, what does leadership mean to you?
Yeah, that's a deep question, isn't it? I have this friend who recently wrote an article about healing in leadership. And that really resonated with me, this idea of leaders being healers. And I kind of apply the same thing to marketing being or marketers being healers. And so to me, a good leader is not only healing other people or helping them to heal themselves, but of course also first looks at his own healing and starts with himself and herself to really show up and hold the space for, well, he leads, she leads.
Beautiful. Yeah, it really resonates for me, because as I've moved deeper into this space of working with leaders and leadership development, I've come to see just how important self-awareness is, and that self-development and healing is really central to self-awareness. Like, healing is that coming into wholeness, and what you're saying just makes complete sense. Is if we can't be whole in ourselves, how can we lead others in a holistic way? I love that you bring that healing in, and I have a feeling it's going to connect to the next topic, which is what you're bringing to the Awakening Leadership Podcast, which is this gentle business revolution and a gentle marketing revolution. So tell us about what inspired this. What was your journey to going, okay, you know, gentle?
Yeah. Enough with the tough business practices.
Yeah. It's on like a hashtag. Enough.
Yeah,
with
exactly. Enough with the tough. Yeah. Well, as you can imagine, there was this feeling of, yeah, enough with the tough. And there was also this feeling of, I just don't fit in. I don't think I can do it anymore. I feel different, and I feel like I'm always swimming against the stream, against the system in a way. So that's really what kind of triggered this breakdown and saying, well, I'm either going to give up because I just can't continue the way I've been doing it so far, or I find a better way. And so from this idea, okay, well, I guess I want to continue. I feel like this might be what I'm here to do. That's what then triggered the yearning to say, okay, I will do it, and I'll invite you to join me if you feel the same way about business or especially marketing, because that's where I've spent the last 12 years, really in this online marketing space where it just kept feeling, it felt like it kept getting worse and worse. And so that's where the breakdown led to the breakthrough.
So when you were finding it tough, you know, just so we know what we're talking about, are you able to paint a picture of what you mean when you talk about the part that's hard or tough? Or because I take it you're talking about, you were there, you were doing this LinkedIn consultancy, you were helping people with their marketing. Was it working though? Like, it was, were people getting results, but it didn't feel good? Or it, what was that like?
Yeah. What was tough was being in business as a gentle person, as a probably also as an introverted and highly sensitive person. That I wouldn't say that's the only people who feel like it's tough in business. I think it's, you know, extroverts alike. There's just this toughness to business that we've kind of gotten used to. Business is tough. You know, it's just business, nothing personal. All these kind of sayings that come from the business world that we've just accepted. Oh, okay. I can't be myself in business because business has to be tough. And so that's what I mean by tough. And then if you look at marketing in general, it's such a competitive environment, and that also contributes to the toughness. It feels like I'm going to war. If I'm a business owner, you know, you're going to war. You have to kill the competition. You have to crush the competition. You have to, you know, sell, and use all these kind of tricky and manipulative marketing techniques in order to get people, get enough clients. And a lot of it also has to do with, like I said, manipulation. It has to do with shaming other people so that you get the sale. A lot of negative emotions around not just marketing, but business in general. And before I called it gentle marketing revolution, I actually played with this word anxiety, because that's what I noticed, that there is such a high level of anxiety in the world of entrepreneurs and business owners, and that marketing was really contributing to that level, rising level of anxiety. So from there, I was like, well, if anxiety is the problem, how can we solve the problem? And gentleness and kindness and empathy, that's what's solving the problem. So that's where this all comes from.
Wow, there's a lot in there. Yeah, it's quite powerful, because I think what you're speaking about in a way is the culture of business, you know, and that, like, you know, it really hits me when you say, oh, and we've come to just accept this as normal. Like, we've come to accept it as, this is just the way things are. It's tough. You have to push. You have to work hard. You know, you were saying some sayings, and the one that comes to my mind is like, it's a dog eat dog world, right? Like, you know. And this might take me a minute to describe, but I think it'll be supportive of your message, right? But I'm thinking about the moments for me that have been genuinely tough in business, as in the moments where it actually has been hard, where I've hit up against a difficult situation, either financially or in terms of staff or in terms of clients. Or, of course, there are moments where things are hard. Like, there are these moments in life and in business where it's like, it hurts, you know? Mm-hmm. But do those moments get any easier by crushing the competition, by reducing empathy, by toughening up, by being hard? Or is there another way? And for me, I practice Aikido, and so I look to it quite a bit for inspiration around my leadership work.
I'm laughing because we just rewatched Karate Kid the other day.
Right.
And I just love this idea of martial arts not being about offense, but being about defense only. And so I interrupted you. I want to hear what you have to say about Aikido.
Yeah, exactly. Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Tell me more.
Right. Well, at one end of how Aikido is practiced, the Ki Society Aikido, it's an extremely gentle art. Mm-hmm. And it's completely focused on, like, it's much more the art side of the martial art. And it's very much focused on coming into harmony with the, you could say, aggressor or attacker. And then from that, like bringing them into harmony with you, as opposed to when you find someone is attacking you, coming into aggression with them, you know, and that distinction of like when that energy comes at you from the world, sometimes that is hard, whether you meet it with hardness yourself, or if it is possible to meet it with gentleness. And the thing is, like, for me, as I'm a newbie, I'm a white belt in Aikido, right? So I'm new, I'm a baby. And the good thing about that is I get amazed all the time, because there are moments where I'll literally be doing a practice where the opponent will attack me and my body will be telling me, you've got to fight. My practice, my conditioning, everything in me will be saying, tense up and stop them. This is just even in a practice, even if they're pretending slowly to punch me, those impulses are still there to like tighten up and tense up. And then when my teacher teaches me this other way to meet it with softness, the next thing I know, the opponent's on the floor. Right. And I don't know how I did it, but I just relaxed and I did what they told me and they're there and I never fought them. So Aikido has been teaching me the power of gentleness, like in my body at a level I didn't even know existed. So I'm really interested to hear from you more about the power of gentleness in business and how that can work. Yeah.
You couldn't believe how timely this is, because literally I just rewatched Karate Kid. And then 2 days later, something happened in my business that I'm dealing with right now. Some legal discussion, right? That came out of the blue and it was like a punch. And right. So I had to literally go, oh my God, like this was all timed perfectly, you know, that I watched Karate Kid again after I don't know how many years. And, you know, can't remember the old man's name. Anyway, he's like, you know, it's not about punching. It's about just defending yourself firmly, but gently. And now you bring this up and I'm just like, wow. So yeah, it's really showing the way. And it's a different way that a lot of people are just not used to. And it takes a lot of courage to go a different way and say, what if we dealt with this differently? What if there is enough for everybody? It's a lot about the abundance versus scarcity energies. We're used to dealing with certain things in a scarcity energy, thinking that there's not enough. And that's why we have to crush the competition and kill the business and all of these things. What if we came to it from abundance and gentleness and kindness? So yeah, and it's subtle changes. There is no, sometimes people are like, so are you like selling a course in how to be gentle and authentic? I'm like, no, you know, it's really about finding back to yourself, because we all have gentleness inside us already. It's just a matter of finding back to who you really are and then standing in that power, because gentleness is power as well, as you just demonstrated with the guy who's on the floor. Well, it doesn't mean gentleness is weak. It can be very firm and still gentle and kind.
Right. So what does that look like? Often in our businesses, we have these example like transformation stories of maybe clients we've worked with, or which really give a picture of like, here's what, where you start. And then you do this gentle business revolution type of work. And then here's how it looks after. Do you have a story like that from your life, your business, either personally or from your clients, that could give us a picture of how this, you know, what does it look like in practice to apply this gentle business revolution?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when people ask me, because what we want to know here is, well, does gentle marketing work? And does it work in terms of numbers, financially speaking? Does it work, right? And that is our left brain wanting facts and figures and stats in order to confirm, yes, you know, this is the right way. Because that's what we're always looking for, is like the right way to do things. And so when I was writing the Gentle Marketing Revolution book, I was like, well, I got to come up with stats and figures because that's what people want. And it was quite a challenge, I tell you. And I realized only a few months in that the reason why it's a challenge to find successful stories, I did end up finding them just to kind of give you the heads up. But the reason why it's more challenging to find those stories is because the gentle people, the gentle entrepreneurs and gentle marketers, they're not the loudest. You know, they're not there shouting, this is how I made $1 million in 2 weeks, or copy my webinar template and you'll be rich soon. And so they found success on their own terms, and they're not selling their success recipe. They're mm-hmm. just, you know, content, and they're happy with what they have, and success, you know, looks differently for everyone, but they're not the loudest stories. And so I really kind of had to like look for those successful examples, but they're everywhere. It's always like that. Once you focus your attention on something, you're like, they're everywhere. And again, success is not defined only by numbers. Mm-hmm. So what I found is that a lot of gentle entrepreneurs, they define success a bit differently than the biggest, loudest gurus who all they use basically is numbers and revenue as their definition of success, where gentle entrepreneurs, they talk more about lifestyle, and they talk about, you know, their relationships and the collaborations with the customers they have. And yeah, obviously also being able to sustain their lifestyle of choice. But mm-hmm. money is not always the first thing that they mention when it comes to success.
Right. And what about, I'm not sure, maybe I'm looking for a formula where there isn't one, because I did hear you say, look, it's, you know, gentleness, authenticity is inside you, so it's different for each person. Yeah. But I guess what I'm kind of looking for is, you've given some examples of like the tough marketing. Maybe it sounds like this, and how gentle business or gentle marketing can sound and look like. That's more what I'm looking for is,
yeah,
you know, it's different for everyone, but what could it look like for someone?
Right. Often the aggressive marketing is kind of based on negativity and scarcity. So it's mm-hmm. a lot of negative energy, get people to buy. And often it's a quick fix. It's a hustle business, meaning right. I want people to buy as fast as possible to get that lead or get that buck into the door. And mm-hmm. where gentle marketing is much more focused on the positive aspects of marketing. So meaning on the positive results, yes, but it's not so much about, let me show you what I can do for you, but more like an invitation. And we're also going to address the problem. It's not like we're just throwing that out the door. That's a marketing concept that, you know, is tested. And it's true that you have to address the problem when you're trying to sell something, because otherwise your ideal customer doesn't even know that you're existing and that you are there to help them solve that specific problem. But we're just not kind of putting the knife in that wound and constantly talk about this problem and shaming them that they have that problem. But yeah. we're just using more gentle techniques and saying, look, I understand that you have this problem. I am there. I was there too, or I am still there. Actually, I want to comment on that. Like a lot of the aggressive marketing uses that kind of storytelling arch. It's like, I was there too, and look at me now. Now I'm the perfect human being and I figured it all out. I'm saying that the conscious client doesn't want to hear just the hero stories anymore. I think it's easy to tell those hero stories. It's just like, it's been done so often that the conscious client knows, oh, you're just telling me the story that I'm going to buy because now you've figured it all out. I prefer the stories where I can tell that they haven't figured it all out. Maybe they have figured out that small part of the problem that I'm interested in, but they have, you know, they're dealing with other, they're human, they're dealing with a whole bunch of other things. So really, I guess when you think about gentle, it's bringing more of you, more of your humanness into your marketing. I talk a lot about the worldview. Sometimes we hear to find your niche and really focus in on your niche and be like very specific. I think the niche is kind of overrated. I think it's more important that you bring more of your worldview, more of your values, more of who you are to your marketing so that people buy into you and your worldview. They're not just buying because they're your niche and your person who provides the services. They're not just rating you with their left brain. They're rating you with their right brain. They're bringing in the emotions, and the connection is on a much deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so now we've got a clearer picture of the difference between those styles. I just want to come back to what you said, which is, and in your experience, this works. Like, there is another way. You don't have to market in that hero arc, aggressive, pushy, manipulative way, that speaking as a human being who is good at some things and not good at other things. And so in that context, we're talking about coaches or consultants or service-based professionals, right? Where you're marketing something that you're offering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what I heard. It doesn't have to be the hero arc. It can just be offering, and that conscious clients. So people who are awake, you know, which many people are these days, right? Like, we've all experienced a lot of marketing at this point. Our whole lives we've been marketed to. And yeah. Marketing has got more savvy, and so have we. And your conscious clients are responsive to that authenticity, is what it sounds like.
Yes, marketing has gotten more savvy, but I still think marketing, you know, we've had more marketing technology that has gotten more savvy. But I think the ways that we market is outdated compared to the rise of consciousness in the clients.
Right.
So the marketing hasn't caught up with the rise of consciousness with the clients.
Yeah.
We have more technology, but the ways we express ourselves hasn't really caught up with the rest.
Yeah. I see similar patterns in leadership, where there's this culture of leadership that's very outdated. And then there's emerging culture or cultures of leadership. Yeah. And, you know, we're in this strange flux time where you can be in the industry or the marketplace and you can be all of it. Like, you can meet crazily aggressive, unconscious marketers and extremely gentle, authentic marketers. And it's sort of like it's all here.
And yeah, you know, and I'm sure you get the same pushback. You know, it's like, right. Well, how do you know that this new awakened leadership works? Would the old leaders would say, right?
Right.
And you just instinctively know that it will work. You don't have the proof yet that it works, but you just know that millennials and the following generations, the old leadership is not going to work anymore. That's the only thing I know for now, for sure. You know, I have some examples in my own business. I'm basically starting from scratch, so I can't even tell my own hero story yet.
Right.
But I know for sure that the old marketing way doesn't work anymore. And it's the same with leadership. It's like, we just know that the old way is not going to work in 20 years. So now we're in this goopy phase in the middle. And how do we get the new one?
Well, I think there are examples of both. I mean, in leadership, I do see maybe it's a spectrum where there's even further to go beyond where anyone is today, which in terms of what it's possible to manifest in terms of authentic, transparent, collaborative, connected, and also serviceful leadership. And similarly with marketing. But I also think, I mean, you and I, before we made this call, we made the connection that we had this common peer in Mark Silver, whose company is Heart of Business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he founded that must be 20 years ago now.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
And that whole time, Mark has been using gentle marketing, essentially, in his company. And I trained with him and used that there as well and has run a successful business, you know.
Exactly. And he's one of the examples.
He is the example. So I think it's definitely not a question, does it work? Because when you have that direct experience of people there doing that, it definitely works. One of the questions I often ask, and it's a bit of a brain stretcher, but I like to think about the future. And I think that in terms of leadership, something that all of us can do is to now and again stretch ourselves to think, not just what am I trying to do today? What am I trying to do this quarter or this year, which is about as far as most people's goals go. And then we sometimes have political goals, like, you know, what are they trying to achieve? But I think about Iroquois Confederacy style of governance, where they're talking about what difference I make today, how will that impact seven generations in the future? And that's like not even what's the difference I'll make this lifetime, my life, but a really long time from now. So you may not just on demand be able to immediately conjure up seven generations thinking, but I love to start the process. There's a little seed that I like to drop in these podcasts and to kind of invite, okay, you're at the beginning of this journey of this gentle marketing revolution. You have a book. Is it published? Is it out? Can we find it?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
the Gentle Marketing Revolution is on Amazon, and you're doing this work with heart-centered entrepreneurs generally.
That's
and let's say you'll do that for the next 20 years. And what would you hope would be the impact beyond where you usually think? Like maybe, you know, your children's generation or your grandchildren's generation, like 100 or 200 years from now.
Yeah.
Where could this go?
I love it. I really think that it's a people movement for me right now. And it's something that starts from the bottom up. So it's not the big corporations who are going to bring that kind of energy to business, that kind of change, or except for Patagonia, maybe in a few others, but it's usually something that starts at the bottom. And so that is my life's mission. I'd like to at some point also work with organizations, but I'm still thinking smaller organizations like B Corps, for example. But I think about, you know, beyond my lifetime, I would just envision to be the norm in business, that that's how we do business. We do business from this place of within, you know, from a place of love. And how can we collaborate? I think the future of business is going to be much more collaborative partnerships, and not, you know, how can I crush the competition, but how can we both win, all win, including the planet? How does the planet benefit from that as well? And I don't even think that's seven generations out. I think that's like, hopefully, you know, my kids, yeah, even maybe my kids, they're teenagers now. So I don't see that being so far out. It feels like, oh my God, that's going to be so different. But things are speeding up so fast right now that we can't even imagine this different way of doing business. But that's what I think is coming. And so if I tried to think beyond that, so seven generations out, I really think that we got business all wrong, and that this whole capitalistic thinking is all wrong, and that we're going to come somehow back to basics. And not saying, you know, money will disappear, not at all, but just like the way we look at money, it's going to be less about me and more about we, how we all win, and business will be part of it, but it won't be that idea of business is tough anymore.
Yeah, well, that would be an amazing world to be in, is a world where the idea that business is tough and that you have to be tough to be in business is an old idea, right? That would be very amazing.
I feel very privileged to be alive in this time right now, even though it feels very hard times. I feel very privileged to be kind of in the middle and, you know, hopefully plant some seeds for this change. I find it's exciting.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, in terms of money and that other vision, like part of your vision, that might not be so far off either. Like it actually makes me think I must have someone bring someone on the podcast to talk about currency, yeah, you know,
totally.
Because it's really shifting from, as a lot of things are, is shifting from, as you're talking about, that kind of dominant, hierarchical, domination-based perspective to an ecosystem, which is operating synergistically and collaboratively. And so that's a really interesting space for all of us in business to be starting to get our heads around.
Yeah, there's not going to be these big winners in the middle somehow, like the banks and the PayPals and all. Right. It'll be collaboration between people. And yeah, let me know if you find someone to talk about Bitcoin and Ether. I'd love to have him or her on the podcast as well.
Yeah, excellent. So, Sarah, how do you work with people? What does that look like if someone is interested in the gentle marketing revolution?
Yeah, I have an online course. If people are rather new to business or otherwise, I offer one-on-one gentle business coaching. Yeah, that's gentle but firm. You know, we do get results. It's not all just woo-woo, it's all good. So I love to work with people who are gentle, who are struggling with this idea of tough business and tough marketing. Yeah. And my website is sarahsantacroce.com. And if people are just curious about this idea of gentle marketing, they can download the one-page gentle marketing plan that is in the form of a mandala and takes you through the 7 P's of gentle marketing. And that's at sarahsantacroce.com/one-page, the number one and then page.
Beautiful. I love that. It's a great, that sounds like a really great sort of suite of resources, from the one page to the course to the coaching with you and, of course, the book on Amazon. So thank you so much. This has been a really interesting, exciting, gentle conversation.
I feel like we could have gone for hours, and I think we will have to get back in touch to talk more about all these things.
So, yeah, absolutely. And is there anything that we haven't covered or any like final message you have for our listeners as we're just closing out this wonderful conversation?
I think it, as always, as everything, it starts with awareness. And so I would really just encourage people to pay attention to how they feel as the receiver of non-gentle marketing. So maybe you're on an email list that, you know, every time you get it, you kind of, your stomach cramps up, or maybe there's certain things that you are doing that you feel like you have to be as you follow this program and that's what they taught you. And you're like, well, does that really feel gentle? How does that make my people feel? So just become more aware, and I'm never pointing any fingers because it is really an unlearning of certain marketing techniques that unfortunately a lot of us have learned.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even more Aikido references for me there. As I said, there's a lot I keep finding to unlearn in order to stay present. And I know I just said I'd give you the last word, but it reminded me of one more thing, which was when you said, I feel like it won't take that long, you know, for this to come about. And And it just made me think about the power of gentleness and that moment I told you about earlier where I'm like, when I actually softened and became more gentle in my body, and the next thing I know, it happened very quickly.
I know.
And the opponent was on the floor. And I think that's the power of gentleness. And maybe that's the meaning in that old passage from the Bible about the gentle people will inherit the earth, will inherit the abundance that is available in life. So, I think gentleness has a power, and it's really great to hear more about it with you, and also to hear you planting a flag and holding a space for just the growth of that gentle marketing revolution. It's very exciting. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for holding the space for this conversation. It's been beautiful.
Thank you for listening to the Awakening Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Yolana Shaw. If you'd like to share your thoughts, comments, or suggestions about the show, I'd love to hear from you. And it's easy to do. Visit www.awakening-leadership.com/podcast to view the show notes or send me a message. Finally, if you enjoyed this conversation, I would be so grateful if you would take a moment to review and subscribe so more people can find out about it and we can build this amazing leadership community. Till next time.